Hi, I'm Nancy Fregali, and this is a Marketplace Special podcast. Today, we're doing something a bit different. We're giving you a behind-the-scenes look at our latest wealth and poverty series with ProPublica. It's called Beyond Payday Loans. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman and ProPublica's Paul Keel looked at a little-known area of consumer finance lending called installment loans. They're joining me right now. First, Paul, can you define that term? What's an installment loan?
Yeah, so it simply means that you're paying this loan with monthly installments. The typical loan ranges from 5 months to sometimes over 2 years. And we're talking about a small amount of money being paid back over that time. So from a couple hundred dollars all the way up to a couple thousand dollars.
What consumer advocates often call these are small dollar, high cost loans. That takes in payday loans. It takes in some of these kinds of installment loans as well. The big difference for the borrower is payday loan, you borrow the money and you have to pay it back at the end of the month whenever you get your paycheck. Usually they access it right away somehow. With an installment loan, you're paying back over time. So, like a credit card or anything else, you're paying a little bit every month. The problem is that by the end of the time that you've been paying it back, 3, 6, 9, 12 months, you may well have paid just as much interest in fees as you would have for one of those shorter-term payday loans.
So that's the definition of installment loans and installment lending. Let's talk about the company that you both focus on in your series. The company is called World Acceptance. What can you tell me about them?
We picked the World to profile, first of all, because they are the largest of this type of lender. They have over 1,000 office branch locations, mostly in the South and Midwest, in 13 states, I believe. They have over 800,000 customers in the U.S. So they're also a public company, which allows us to have a little more insight into what they're doing because they have to disclose this stuff to investors.
And it's nice from a journalistic perspective that, number one, this is all they do. Some of the other installment lenders are actually parts of bigger finance companies, so they may also be publicly traded, but they may not break out the details of their installment lending in particular. They may offer multiple products out of a single loan store. World Finance is pretty much all they do, so we could really look and see how their loans are structured, how their collections are structured, et cetera. Also, because it's publicly traded, it's true. We know their revenues, record for 2013, their earnings record for 2013, where they're planning to open new stores, especially the Midwest and Mexico. And we can track their stock, which for a variety of reasons has been going pretty steadily up.
Both of you in your stories, because it's a publicly traded company, you have access to their earnings and their stock. But one of the things that both of you did also was talk to former employees. How do you find out who these employees are, and how do you get them to talk about this company?
We have a variety of tools at our disposal, but LinkedIn is actually a tremendous resource. You can just search people based on their former employer. So you can find, say, 50 to 60 former employees of World, and you can approach all of them and see who comes back and talks to you.
How many did you end up approaching total?
I could say over 50, I think. And I ended up speaking to over half a dozen, and we kind of boiled it down to people we found useful and who would talk to us on the record for the most part.
I spoke primarily to one former employee. In the final analysis, I think you listen to their story. You look at what else they've done in their life. You kind of evaluate how reliable they are, how much detail they're able to provide, and how much detail they know, how long they worked there, how long ago it was, all of those things. The former employee who I talked to, a guy named Matthew Thacker, wasn't hesitant at all to talk about the experience. He worked at a loan store in southern Georgia for over a year. He was an assistant manager. He's also been a Marine. He now runs a nonprofit organization. I didn't have any problem considering him credible and extensively knowledgeable.
How did you go about approaching folks to talk about this type of lending and what their relationship was like with this type of lending?
Surprisingly, it isn't often that hard. I would not necessarily reveal my annual income and my debts and problems I've had with bill collectors to myself as a reporter. But I often find that people are less reticent than I think they're going to be, partly because they aren't necessarily embarrassed. They're struggling, but they're also trying. And you know, oftentimes they're working, or they've got an on and off history of work whenever they can get work. In some cases also, as we were talking to people in these stories, both the military borrowers and the borrowers of with World Finance, some of them feel pretty aggrieved, and they feel like they tried to pay these loans back. They tried to talk to the company, and they want to get their story out.
How do you go about fact-checking what they say to you once you get them on the line or to answer questions versus fact-checking what a former employee has said or someone who has taken out a loan from them?
You do your best to assess all the evidence. And I mean, I've looked at over 100 loans that they've given people. I've talked to several former employees, talked to several borrowers. You know, Mitchell's done a lot of the same stuff. So we have a lot of factual background that we're coming from, and when it gets to certain facts they contend, and you just kind of make sure that you're presenting all sides of the issue clearly, and the reader has all the information at their disposal to make a decision.
And I will say my I cleaned my office right before I started this project about 5 weeks ago, and there isn't a surface open anymore in my office, partly because it's strewn with other people's World Finance loan contracts. I mean, a lot of this, surprisingly enough, it's not easy to understand what the loan contract says. But once you know which lines to look at, which insurance, which origination fees, what the APR, the finance amount, you can see pretty clearly what these people are paying for the money that they're borrowing.
I was curious. Obviously, ProPublica is an online publication, and Marketplace is, for the most part, a broadcast publication. And when you're doing a project together, I just wanted to ask you both to talk about how you sort of went about doing co-reporting.
Well, Paul has a lot more words available and a lot more bites in terms of digital space. My radio story ends up getting boiled down and down and down. What I look for ultimately after a lot of the reporting is done is characters, scenes, and ways to make this kind of lending and the kinds of problems it can result in really clear. In radio, a person can't go back and reread it two or three times to really understand what that APR is or how you calculated that or this or whatever. I think a lot of the basic reporting is the same.
Paul?
But I would also say that, Mitchell took a trip down to Georgia. It was kind of a fun collaboration because Mitchell's the type who kind of wanders around and sticks microphones in people's faces and tries to get whoever can talk to him to talk to him. And, I was kind of supporting him while he was doing that. We were trying to find people to talk to. So it was a very kind of dynamic, I sort of felt like central command or something like that. And he was out in the field or something like that.
Yeah, we did have a lot of conversations with me driving along one of the interstates in Georgia, where Paul grew up, by the way, so he knows the scenery. It's not that interesting. We had a lot of time to try to figure out who I should, whose house I should pull up in front of, or which World Finance store I should pull up in front of next.
You can read and hear the series online at marketplace.org or propublica.org.